Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It is Thursday, the 26th of March, 2015. And it's 9 o'clock. I'm just heading for home, post-supermarket. Hopefully this will be the last time. Well, maybe one more next week before I get my wheels and I'm able to do the shopping in the daytime. So, this is just a quick one, really. A bit of a response to Simon, to SM2N, on his dishwasher troubles. I'm very sorry to say this, but I really don't think you've fixed your dishwasher. I think you've given yourself a stay of execution, but I don't think you'll have fixed it. The float switch in the bottom of the dishwasher, which you have reset by draining out that water, is not a maintenance thing. It's a safety device. It's a last ditch, last line of defense against getting a flooded kitchen. It's called an anti-flood system, and it's there for a very good reason. I'm just going to pause you while I put some diesel in, and then I will talk to you some more. Okay, I'm back. We are dieseled up. Yes, so, yeah, the whole thing about tipping the water out of the base of your dishwasher, which resets a little float switch, is true, and that will work, and your dishwasher will carry on working for an indeterminate period of time. But basically, that is there as your last line of defence against a flooded kitchen. It's a safety device. It's not a maintenance device. It's not any kind of feature. It is a pure out and out safety device. That's all it is. So what that means is that you have a leak of some description into the base of your dishwasher, and that leak should not be happening. Now, depending on the model. Now, I never just to kind of clear this up, in case anybody isn't aware. 12 years as a service engineer on domestic appliances. So I kind of know a bit about these things. Now, I've never worked for Bosch. However, I was franchised to Hotpoint for 12 years, and Hotpoint used to use Bosch appliances, Bosch dishwashers, for their higher level dishwashers. Anything other than the most basic ones were actually just a Bosch machine with a Hotpoint badge on the front. So I'm very familiar with Bosch machines anyway. The more recent ones, the only thing I can think of is some of the earlier models had an overflow from inside the actual tub, inside the dishwasher itself. So if you had any kind of anomaly inside, any water would sort of spill over these chutes into the base and trip that switch. But I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying that the new ones don't have that on. Certainly anything manufactured in the last sort of 7 or 8 years doesn't have that feature. That overflow switch in the bottom is there purely as a safety device if your dishwasher develops a leak. Now then, it might only be a tiny little leak that you have, and it could be just very, very slowly dripping, and you know, it could take weeks and weeks and weeks before it manifests itself again. It could be that you'll get one or two washes out of it and it'll stop. Depends on the size of the leak. It could be that when you've replaced the fill hose, which I think you said you'd done, you've stopped a leak. It could have been a leak from around the washer or whatever, where the fill hose was attaching, and it's just been trickling down the back of the cabinet and into the machine. So it could possibly be that you've sorted that. But if it's gone again since you've replaced that fill hose, and chances are you've still got a problem, because as you're saying, every time you pulled it out you found a little puddle on the floor, so you've spilt a little bit of water out, and then all that's happened is as it's gone on, that water level's risen again, so that leak has continued to drip or trickle or whatever it's doing, and it's filled up the base again and lifted the float switch back up. So basically every time you've used it, it's leaked some more. So depending on how and when it was you changed that fill hose, I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think you've got an internal leak. So you just got to monitor it, see how long it goes before it cuts out again. But it is going to be something that you need addressing, because unfortunately, not only is there a little float switch to stop it from flooding in that base, but also all of the wiring for the whole appliance is in that base. The wiring, the motor, the heater, the drain pump, everything, all of the electrical components are in that base section. So potentially, you could have a little bit more than a dribble on your hands. You could have an almighty big bang and a flash. if the water gets onto the electrics in the wrong place. So I would strongly recommend you get it sorted as soon as possible. To call a Bosch engineer out is going to cost you wrong side of £100, which is obviously quite painful, but I would always recommend you call the manufacturer's engineers out, to be honest, because yes, you pay a higher call out fee, but usually that includes all parts, all labour, any return visits. It's fully insured and guaranteed for another year and all that malarkey. So, but hey, your call. It's possible that I might be able to talk you through a few bits over Skype or something, if you wanted to sort of point the phone in and let me see what's going on. I could possibly have a look, but I would strongly recommend you get it sorted. So, sorry to sort of dampen your flames, but I'm afraid you haven't fixed it. You've just kind of bodged it for a little while. The trouble is with the bloody internet. That's the type of thing that you'll go in. You've just done it yourself, Simon. With all due respect, you've found a little bit of information out, and because it's not your field of expertise, to you that's amazing. You've just fixed the dishwasher, so you want to tell everybody, as you've done with your audio boot. And the trouble is that everybody does that, and I do it myself in things where I'm sort of, you know, not qualified or certainly an expert in. I'll learn a little bit of information and I'll tell everybody I can, or I know this about this now. But that's what happens with that trick, because it's the most simplest grammar's out the window tonight, the most simple fix. So it's something that an engineer will do. An engineer will come out to your house, and if it's a decent engineer, they'll come out to your house, they'll drain the water out, and then they'll find out where the leak was coming from. Less reliable engineers would come out, tip the water out, charge you a fee, and then leg it. And you've got an out-of-sight warranty on that. Once they're out of sight, you've got no warranty. Because it's a quick fix for them. They've just got 30 or 40 quid out of your pocket and they're away home 5 minutes earlier. But that's the easiest thing for somebody to pick up. And so many of my customers have seen me do that over the years. It used to be a thing with older Indesit machines. Indesit and Hotpoint are the same company. It used to be a thing with older Indesit machines where it used to happen all of the time. There were things that you could do with how you stacked and loaded the machine to prevent it. These are when they had the overflows in. And literally, we used to go around and do it all the time. You'd walk in, tip the water out. There was nothing you could do to fix it. Just got to advise the customer on how to restack it. And hope that it didn't do it again. Literally, we'd be in and out in 5 minutes. And of course, every one of those customers has done that again. You know, rather than wait 3 days for an engineer to come out, they've just done it themselves every time it's happened in the future. And they tell all their friends, and they tell all their friends, and that then spills out onto the internet. So yes, everybody on the internet will tell you to do that. But then again, people on the internet will also tell you to put your hands in live appliances and stick your hands into little holes in domestic appliances that have got razor sharp edges, where they're pressed out of the manufacturer, out of the factory and stuff. So I'm really sorry, but you haven't fixed your dishwasher. Well, it's possible that it was just a one-off, but by you saying that every time you've taken it out, you've had a puddle on the floor and then it's worked for a while and then it's stopped. Essentially what you're doing is you're spilling some water out, you're running it, and that's filling back up again. So just see how long it goes before it packs up again, to be quite honest. I don't think it'll be very long, sadly. So anyway, that was just a quick one. I might do a proper one later on. I'm going to have a late night tonight because Borderlands 2 is relaunching on Xbox One tonight, and it trips over at midnight. So it's going to be a very late night for me. So depending on what I'm doing beforehand, I might do a full audio boo. Other than just dishwasher repair advice. But for now, I'm going to leave it at that because I'm going to go in, put the shopping away, and I'm going to watch DCI Banks. We love a bit of Banks. So yes, hope you're all well and happy. Thank you very much for listening to me once again. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. Simon Yana, if you want to give me a shout, please do, and I will try and help you in any way that I can. Just thought I'd get that one in the end. I'll catch you later. Take care now. Bye-bye.